When I fill up the bird feeder, one bird comes first, and then a bunch. He tells them the feeder is full.
That bird reminds me that we should all tell other people about Jesus. Hi, I'm Zach. Welcome to another week full of stories and scriptures just for you here at Keys for Kids. When a person tells other people about Jesus and how to be saved, we call that witnessing. You can be a witness, too, if you're willing to share the good news of the gospel with your friends and family. It's so important that we tell as many people about what Jesus did for them, because God hopes everyone will be saved. Before he ascended into heaven, Jesus said, "You will be my witnesses. You will tell people everywhere about me." Our story today is called A Bird Named Witness. "Hazel, would you please fill the bird feeder?" asked Mom as she peeled potatoes for dinner. "I noticed it was empty earlier." Hazel took the bag of birdseed from under the counter and went outside to the patio. As she carefully poured the seed into the feeder, she noticed her mother watching her. After Hazel went back inside, Mom continued to look out the window for several minutes. "Are you waiting for all the birds to come get their dinner?" Hazel asked, glancing at the feeder. "Well, yes, in a way," replied Mom. "Actually, I'm looking for one particular bird right now." "One bird?" asked Hazel. "He must be special if all that food is for him." "Oh, I'm hoping for the whole flock," said Mom. "But right now, I'm just watching for a bird I call Witness. Look, here he comes now." A little brown sparrow landed on the edge of the feeder and was soon busily pecking at the seeds. "That's Witness?" asked Hazel. "What a funny name. Why do you call him that?" Mom laughed. "The last few days I've noticed that only one bird shows up when I first fill the feeder. He eats a little and then he flies away. A little later, many more birds come to eat." Mom shrugged. "I like to imagine this little bird goes back to his family and friends and tells them the good news that there's food here." Hazel grinned. "And that's why you named him Witness." Mom nodded. "He reminds me that we're witnesses too. We have the good news of Jesus, the bread of life, who died and rose again to save us from sin, and we share that news with others through our words and our lives." Mom pointed as the little sparrow flitted away. "See, there he goes now." Hazel nodded. Then she had another thought. "How do you know it's the same bird that comes first every day?" she asked. "Maybe different ones come." "I never thought of that," said Mom with a smile. "I don't know one sparrow from another, so there actually could be several little bird witnesses." "Just like us," Hazel said. "There are lots of people witnesses, too." So what about you? Are you a witness to your friends and family? Do they know Jesus loves them and has made a way for them to have eternal life with him? We know firsthand what it means to have our sins forgiven and live a new life with Jesus. We need to be his witnesses so others can know him, too. In the Bible, Jesus calls himself the bread of life because only he can satisfy our spiritual hunger. Be God's witness by telling others about him. Our key verse is Acts chapter 1, verse 8.
"You will be my witnesses. You will tell people everywhere about me."
And our key thought today, be God's witness. I'm glad I could spend some time with you reading the Keys for Kids story. If you like the stories, now you can read them on your own by going to the Keys for Kids app. Just ask one of your grown-ups to search for Keys for Kids on your app store. Sign up for a Keys for Kids unlimited account and you can go back in time and find every story from the past. Plus, listen to music made just for you on Keys for Kids radio. And you'll even be able to discover more stories on demand like Down Gilead Lane and Red Rock Mysteries. Just search your app store for Keys for Kids. I'm Zach, and this is Keys for Kids.